Okay, so we get started by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在在课程开始的时候呢，我们先要向我们的天父认罪。
This is according to 1 John 1:9.
这是根据约翰一书一章九节。
Which simply says that if we name our sins to God the Father, He'll forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
一章九节就是说，当我们向天父祷告的时候，跟他认错、认罪，他一定会完全的饶恕我们。
It's a very simple process, but remember, you know, when God gives us something, He always gives in grace, and so He doesn't want to make it complicated for us.
这个程序其实很简单的，因为我们的天父在做什么的时候，都是以恩典的方式来对待我们，而不会让事情变得很复杂。
When you have sinned, which means you're out of fellowship, and every time you sin, there's nothing you can do in the spiritual life because you're outside of fellowship with God.
我们要了解呢，当我们有罪的时候呢，我们就无法与神有任何的关系。那所以我们必须要在圣灵充满的时候，也就是无罪的时候，我们才会圣灵充满。
When you sin, you lose the filling of the Holy Spirit. So effectively, you have lost the divine power. You've lost God's power to do anything spiritual.
因为当我们有罪的时候，我们没有办法圣灵充满。那这个时候呢，我们就失去了与就是神的这种状态，与神连结的状态。
So when you're out of fellowship, which means you've sinned, the only thing you can do is name your sins to God the Father.
所以呢，当我们有罪，然后失去了圣灵充满的时候，我们唯一可以改变这个状态的方式，就是对我们的天父认罪。
You can't work your way back to fellowship with God. See, some people might try to do something they think is like a Christian work or something like that, and then maybe God will forgive them.
而且呢，你是无法以事工啊，做多少的你认为做的对的事情、对的事工，来让你变成无罪的，这是没有办法做到的。
Yes, see, some people think, "Oh God, I sinned against you, so now I have to give some money to the church, or now I have to do something for you." Well, you can't, because you can't do that spiritually, because you don't have the filling of the Holy Spirit.
有些人会以为说，啊，我今天做错了事情，啊，我对不起神，我对不起这个神的教导，所以我就要赶快捐钱给教会，那这样或许就可以洗刷我的这个罪过吗？但事实上是不可能的，因为神不会因为你的事工而让你能够在属灵上面得到洁净。
So again, the only thing you can do, and that's 1 John 1:9, is name your sins.
所以唯一我们可以做的就是根据约翰一书一章九节所说的，我们向神清楚的认罪。
Okay, so let's do that now.
让我们现在开始。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that we have this time now to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们现在有这个时间可以研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit will teach us these things.
我们祷告，希望我们能够专注于这些话语，让圣灵可以教导我们。
In order that we can grow in grace and grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
而因此，我们能够在恩典中成长，得到智慧，能够因着主耶稣。
So give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, in the last few weeks we've been talking about the promises that God gives to certain people in the Old Testament.
神曾经给过一些重要的信徒他的约定，他的应许。
Okay, and we looked at the promise that God has given to Noah, and starting at Adam, so promises He's given to Adam, and then to Noah, and then now to Abraham.
我们已经讲到的有包括神呢，已经将他的应许给了亚当、诺亚，还有亚伯拉罕。
And so now what we're going to do today is we'll see how those promises given to Abraham also relate to the Jews at the time of the Exodus, when they came out of Egypt.
好，那我们今天呢要继续再谈的是神将这个应许给了亚伯拉罕以及给了他的子嗣犹太人甚至一直到埃及。
Abraham was really the first person that was able to accept and to apply the promise given about the resurrection.
而且呢，亚伯拉罕呢是在人类史上第一个接受并且去施行他信相信这个复活的大能。
And this comes out very clearly in Hebrews chapter 11, which is talking about all these heroes of the Old Testament, the heroes of faith. And Abraham is mentioned there.
而这个呢很清楚的在这个希伯来书的十一章里面他列出了所有的伟大的信徒包括亚伯拉罕。
And when it says, you know, heroes of the Old Testament, it emphasizes the heroes of faith.
在旧约里面所提到的这些信心的英雄。
Yeah, I'll just put that up on the board because it's, heroes of faith. And the word faith that you see all the way through chapter 11, so this is Hebrews chapter 11, the word is pistis, that's the Greek word for faith.
我们现在在讲的就是这个 heroes of faith, 我们可以说信心的英雄或者是伟大的信徒在希伯来书的第十一章里面他把这些伟大的信徒们都列出来那在希伯来书里面他是用希腊文写的那个所谓的信心 faith 这个英文字呢在希腊文是 pistis P-I-S-T-I-S
And as you look through you know, we see God saying many times that by faithNoah did this, or by faith that Isaac did this, or by faith Daniel did this. And you have this huge list of names. But the term always is by faith, or you can translate as by means of faith. This is the word that they're always using, by means of faith. You could actually say because of faith. This is why these people did these great things.
好那在希伯来书里面或者是说我们在旧约里面其实常常会看见就是这些信徒们他们做了什么事情他都然后圣经就会讲说是by faith, 这个 by faith 的意思就是借着信心或因着信心也就是 by means of faith.
Yeah, and faith is obviously one of these very important concepts we need to understand, because all through the Bible we're told we must have faith.
而这个信心呢这个词是我们要在圣经里面最要学习的因为所有的信仰都是跟着信心而来。
For example, we have like, you know, we walk by faith and not by what we see.
比如说圣经里面讲说我们向前行是根据我们的信心而不是根据我们所看见的。
Yeah, this is 2 Corinthians 5:7.
在哥林多后书的五章七节因我们行事为人是凭着信心不是凭着眼见
Chinese normally translates as because of, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well you have the Greek word here, dia. You can see delta, iota, alpha. And dia really means through or by means of. You can translate it by means of faith, I guess.
在这个希腊文里面的因着好在希腊文是 dia.
See, they say in English here, by faith, or you could say by means of faith. It means you're using faith to walk in the spiritual life.
就是 by means of faith, 就是因着根据着我们有了信心我们才能够行事。就是 we walk, 这边是讲的是我们走路是根据信心 但是这个走路的意思就是行事的意思。所以因着我们行事好凭着信心而行事、
okay.
而不是看根据眼见。
Yeah. So, you know, talking about by faith, or we say, you know, by means of faith, or you're using faith. Okay, so let's break it down. We say you're using faith, but how do you use faith?
而这个因着信心呢也有一种好你用信心。来行事用以用的方式来说但是你如何去使用你的信心呢
Yeah, and one of the other questions you have to ask is, what is faith?
所以到底什么是信心呢?
And that's really the crucial point to understand. You cannot understand how to walk by faith or how to use faith if you don't know what faith is.
如果你不懂得信心是什么，你是无法使用信心让你的属灵生命能够坚强。
But the answer is given to us here in Romans chapter 10.
这个答案呢，就在罗马书的第十章。
It tells us how faith comes about or how we can develop faith.
这边很清楚地告诉我们说，这个信心是怎么来的。
Okay, and it says here that faith comes from hearing. Now the word here is pistis, so we had that in Hebrews 11. It says faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God.
好，这边说的呢，可信心是来自，是听到而来的，而是要听从基督的话而来。
So when you go to Hebrews 11, and it's talking about all of these people that did something by faith, what it means is they're applying the word of God.
所以呢，希伯来书11章这边所说的，就是说信就是对所望之事的肯定，以及对未见之事的确认，这就是你要基本上你是必须要去使用神的话语。
And actually we have this definition when it starts off in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says, faith is, so we're having this definition of faith, is the substance, it says hypostasis here actually, so it means like the core element of the things that you hope for. Hope for means is that you're confident of. And of the, okay, so just start off there. So faith is the substance. So it's talking about, you know, this, we have this source, or we have this thing called faith. But it's of things that we have confidence in.
好，我们看一下希伯来书的11章第1节。好，这边所提到的就是说呢，信心呢，是来自于对你所希望之事。
And it's the things hoped for. Now you have the word elpis in here. This is elpizomenon. And remember, elpis means absolute confidence.
Elpis.
Remember, elpis is elpizo. This is a verb, means to trust. Okay, so it's a bit like pistis, and usually they translate as hope. Okay, but really, the word elpis means that you have 100% confidence that it's true.
好，这边所说的希望之事啊，在这个希腊文里面用的是 elpis 这个字呢，是你完全肯定的事。
For example, it says when we believe in Jesus Christ, we have hope. And they usually translate in English, you know, the word elpis, they translate as hope, but actually it means we have absolute confidence in our eternal future.
所以这个常常我们中文会把它翻译成希望的这个字，在这里其实它是一个你有100%的确信的事，就是你很肯定的事。
See, rather than say, well, I believe in Jesus, so I hope I can go to heaven, you can say, I believe in Jesus, I know I'm going to heaven. It's a big difference.
所以呢，你说，我相信耶稣基督，我会去天堂，但其实不是一个，说，我相信耶稣基督，我希望我会去天堂，不是这个意思，而是我相信耶稣基督，我是一定可以去天堂。
Yeah, and that's really what the word elpis means. It's like you have 100% confidence because the promises that we have, they're backed by God. If God says something's going to happen, then we need to trust Him 100%.
所以呢，我们要了解，就是当神告诉我们的事情，他应许我们的事情，我们都要有这种100%的信心跟确信，说这个神说的都一定会实现。
Talking about here the evidence of things not seen. So, you know, we have this faith, but we have the faith in things that haven't happened yet. Or even in God, the existence of God, we cannot see Him. But He tells us He exists. And He tells us what's going to happen through His Bible.
所以呢，从这个圣经里面，神教导我们的事情，很多是我们都现在还没有看见的，但根据我们的对神 的信心，对神的话语的信心，我们是100%的肯定神所说的话语是会实现的。
So when you're in Hebrews chapter 11, and you see all of these verses mentioned about, you know, people who live by faith or because of faith, they could do something. Then we understand that the faith is coming from the word of God.
而我们再回到希伯来书11章呢，你看到这个他列出了所有的有非常有信心的这些伟人，他们呢都因为相信，要相信神，相信神的话语，所以他们就有能力去做了很多事情。
Just to give you another example, like in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4, it talks about Abel. And it says, by faith or because of faith, Abel could offer up a proper sacrifice to God.
而在希伯来书11章4节呢，他就举了例子说到亚伯，亚伯因着信，所以呢，他就对神做了正确的献祭。
Yeah, now the proper sacrifice that, or the excellent sacrifice was the lamb sacrifice, because that represents Jesus Christ.
而所谓正确的献祭呢，就是亚伯他以羔羊为献祭，因为这个羔羊他其实预表了耶稣基督。
And his brother was offering up vegetables, and that represents man's religious works.
而亚伯的哥哥该隐呢，却他献祭，却用这个蔬菜水果来献祭，那这代表的是他是以事工来献祭。
Yeah, of course, because Cain had to work very hard in the field, and he was working away and sweating in the hot sun, perhaps, and then he gathered these things together and said, God, look what I've done for you.
因为呢，该隐呢非常努力的工作在田间这个务农，然后呢他最后把他所务农的经过这个汗流浃背太阳大晒的这种辛苦的工作的成果拿来献祭，他跟神做献祭的时候代表的意义是什么呢？是代表说哇，神啊，你看啊，我做了这么棒的事情，它其实是代表了一种在宗教性宗教上面的一种自我标榜。
Now, why did Abel offer up the lamb sacrifice? And how did he know what the excellent sacrifice was?
而为什么亚伯懂得要拿羔羊献祭呢？
Well, because God, Jesus Christ in the garden, you know, the Lord Jehovah, had actually showed to Adam and Eve how to make the sacrifice. And Adam and Eve would have taught Abel and even Cain. So Cain would have learned this as well.
因为呢，在伊甸园的时候呢，耶和华他在伊甸园里面其实就有教导亚当跟夏娃如何以羊来献祭。
We see that in Genesis chapter 3 that the Lord offered up a sacrifice for them.
就是在这个创世纪三章里面呢，神就有教亚当夏娃献祭的方式。
And we know that Adam and Eve believed.
而且亚当夏娃他们也相信的。
Yeah, they believe the words of Jesus Christ. So Jesus said, this lamb represents a sacrifice in the future that takes away the punishment for your sins.
在伊甸园里呢，神对亚当夏娃说，这个羊代表的是你们一个未来的一个所有的罪可以得到洗清的一个献祭。
And the Lord Jehovah was speaking the word of God. He was teaching them about the coming, you know, the salvation of Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ on the cross. The Lord was teaching. So whatever he was saying, we can say this is the word of God.
所以呢，当这个耶和华在教导他们，亚当夏娃的时候，他在教导说，这个预表的是将来好会有的救主，好为你们的罪。而做了牺牲，那这代表的就是一个这个献祭的过程，就是预表未来的一个赎罪的一个过程。所以呢，它是代表了天父的话语，来告诉了人类亚当夏娃这个将来要发生的事情，而且正确的献祭就是要以羔羊的这个血来献祭。
Then Adam and Eve, they were teaching their children, we need to make these sacrifices.
而当该隐跟亚伯长大的过程中呢，亚当夏娃就会教他们，好，将来他们要以同样的方式，根据神的话语。
When Adam and Eve, they understood the message about salvation that they learned in the garden, and now they're going to teach their children.
就当亚当与夏娃呢，他们学到了这整个救恩的施语，他们就会一样的教给他们的孩子。
Now it seems that Abel believed, obviously, you know, as he was seeing the sacrifice being burned and he was hearing the story from the garden and hearing about what we can call Bible doctrine. And Abel believed and Cain rejected it.
而当这个亚当夏娃教导亚伯跟该隐的时候呢，他们所教导的就是跟我们现在从圣经上学一样，就是神的话语，他们就是在教导神的话语，而显然的是呢，亚伯他就是接受了，而且相信了，所以他就按照他所学到的神的话语的教导，他就做了正确的献祭。而该隐呢，他却显然没有听进去，也没有相信，所以他就按照他自己所想象的，去用他的个人的事工，去做献祭。
So they're both being presented with the same truth, the same word of God.
所以他们两个其实都是听接都有受到同样的神的话语的教育。
And again, Abel says, well, I believe that's true. And Cain says, that's not true. I don't believe that.
而显然呢，亚伯呢，他是相信这是真理，而该隐却不认为这是真，他却不相信。
And that's because they have their free will. They have their volition, of course.
这是因为他们都有他们的自由意志。
And you could have that in a lot of families, actually. Any church that you go to and you see people, and you know, some people's beliefs in Jesus Christ, and they say, my brother or my sister, they didn't believe.
而同样的真理提供了同样给了一家的同样的不同的孩子们。可是你同样在现在这个世界也是一样，一家人都去了教会都听到了一样的道，但是呢在这个一家的孩子里面呢，就有人相信，有人不相信。
And it's almost the same situation. Sometimes you see with the parents, just like Adam and Eve, the parents were believers. You go to a church and you see mom and dad, they're believers, and maybe one of the children that they had believes and another child had, they didn't believe.
所以现在这种家庭很多啊，就是父母亲都是信徒都非常的相信神，然后他们一家人带着孩子去的教会，可是却有可能其中的一两个孩子相信，然后其他孩子不相信。
And the reason is because we have our free will, and some people, they choose to try to please God, just like Abel, like Cain, sorry, that they think that God can be pleased with their good works, and so they try to do some good works for God, and they say, I don't need Jesus because I'm good.
而这些孩子们呢，就很像亚伯跟该隐一样，这孩子里头就有那种认为他自己很乖，做得很好，他这个各种事工都已经满足，他就觉得他已经得到了这个应可以去天堂之路，或者是他就好像以为他自己是一个信徒了，但实际上他并没有真正在相信。
Okay, but the important point to note for our study right now is that faith, which is the Greek word pistis, is the word of God.
所以呢，我们现在最重要的是要了解呢，我们的信是因着神的话语，而也因着我们对神话语的信心。
Okay, because you know, you have to believe it, obviously, as well, and then it becomes usable.So, you know, really faith is the word of God that you've believed. That's what faith is.
所以呢，当我们有真正相信了神的话语，我们才有可能好去用它。那这个信心的来源就是神的话语，就是圣经。
Now getting on to Abraham, we go to Hebrews 11:17.And we can see this again with Abraham by faith or because of faith. He believed.
我们再来看这个希伯来书11:17，亚伯拉罕因着信，所以他是 因着这个相信神的话。
Okay, and then he was tested, you know, to see, do you really believe in the word of God?
然后呢，之后呢，他就被试炼了，就是亚伯拉罕相信神是真的吗？他真的信神吗？
The point that's being tested right now, you know, we have tests in all different kinds of parts of our life and all kinds of different tests. But the test to Abraham now was, do you believe that God has the power to raise up your son from the dead?
而这个试炼呢，我们在生命中常常有各种试炼，但这一次亚伯拉罕所受的试炼呢，却是非常的深刻的，因为他在试炼的是说，你相信神会让你的儿子死而复生吗？
And Abraham, because he understood the prophecy that God would provide a person in the future, like his son, and that God's son would be raised up from the dead, Abraham said, I believe this is true.
而因为亚伯拉罕学到过，就是将来神将会将他的独生子从这个死里复活，所以呢亚伯拉罕他是相信神是有这种能力是可以让他的儿子死而复活的。
And perhaps God said, do you really believe that's true, Abraham?
然后神就说了，你真的相信这是真的吗？
And Abraham said, yes, I believe that's true.
然后亚伯拉罕说，我相信这是真的。
And so God said, okay, now you have to prove it. You have to offer up your son Isaac. You have to kill your son.
所以呢神就说了，好，那你就要以把你的儿子杀了来验证你的信心。
Okay, and that's what it's saying in this verse here in Hebrews 11:17. It says that Abraham was tested regarding his faith, regarding what he knew about the word of God.
所以这一节经句呢就很清楚的告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕相信了，也就愿意将他自己的独生子献上，要将他的孩子献祭。
So that we read about what Abraham did with his son on Mount Moriah, and we understand that Abraham proved through his actions that he believed in the promises of God.
而亚伯拉罕也以他的行动来证明他相信神，所以在山上将他的儿子献祭。
And he was the first person in human history to do that.
而他是在人类的历史上第一个这样子过的人。
From now on, Abraham is going to be called the father of faith.
所以从此呢，亚伯拉罕就被称之为信心之父。
Now let's go back to the slideshow here. So because of God's, when he tested Abraham and Abraham passed the test, and now God is going to promise that Abraham is going to be in the line of the Messiah.
好，因为这个亚伯拉罕的信心呢，他所作所为呢，让他的信心得到证明之后呢，神就应许亚伯拉罕，他的这子嗣中将会有基督的诞生，耶稣基督的诞生。
And what this also means is that his people, meaning the children from Abraham and his children and grandchildren, they're going to become a target for Satan.
也因着这样的一个应许呢，亚伯拉罕他的这个子孙呢，就会成为了撒旦的目标。
Because Satan does not want God to provide a savior for the human race.
因为撒旦完全不希望有这个神能够提供一个人类的救主。
Now, all the way through human history, we see that constantly Satan is trying to destroy God's promises, regarding salvation and regarding God's plan.
而我们其实从历史上就看得出来呢，那个撒旦一直想办法要杀尽这个人类的可能有拯救者的这个出现啊，这样才能够让神的应许没有办法被实现。
Right from the beginning, if you remember the story about Cain and Abel again, how Cain was actually inspired, he was inspired by Satan to kill his brother Abel.
而这样的这个历史事件呢，是早在亚伯与该隐兄弟俩之间，好，就已经发生了，该隐就杀了亚伯。
Satan wanted to kill Abel because he thought maybe Abel was the savior, or that he was promoting the belief in the savior. And he didn't want that to happen. So he's going to inspire Cain to kill his brother.
因为呢，从这个两个兄弟之间的表现呢，这个撒旦看得出来，亚伯应该是会是可能成为这个未来这个拯救者的，不管是他本身或者是他未来拯救者的祖先啊。所以呢，这个撒旦就在该隐的耳边哈，给他这个启示，就是一些想法，然后让他决定要杀了他的弟弟。
And you read all the way through the Old Testament from the time of Abraham that always there's enemies of Abraham's children and then the Jewish people, of course, you know, the people in Egypt. And when they came out from Egypt, always they're fighting against their enemies.
所以呢，你看整个旧约哈，基本上就是这样的一部历史，就是这些信徒们哈，或者是犹太人的这些人，一直都要跟他的仇敌啊来这个打仗，为了要避免他要被这些仇敌们所杀害，那这些都是撒旦在这个引发所有的这种征战。
And even today, in modern history, we see that the Jewish people are constantly under attack.
而即使是在现代的这个近代史，你也看到犹太人一直都是在被残害、被这个攻击的对象。
Okay, and because of the satanic attacks, and so God has given all his promises to Abraham. He said to Abraham, I will protect your people.
而在这历史上呢，有这么多的征战，都是为了要残害犹太人，但是神呢，也曾经对犹太人有过，就是经由亚伯拉罕，他的所有的指示都将会得到神的保守，这也是神给亚伯拉罕的一个应许。
My pastor would often teach against what we call anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is when you're against the Jewish people. He says it's very dangerous when a person, and especially Christians, if they get involved in anti-Semitism, which means against the Jews.
而在这个听的牧师就有讲过哈，这个所谓反犹太人的这个想法哈，是非常非常的恐怖的，非常危险。尤其是甚至有一些基督徒他也都被灌输了反犹太的一个思想，这都是非常非常不属神的，不符合圣经的。
Because you do see it, you read in the news how there's trends in history. And like you had in Nazi Germany in 1930s and 1940s, and even sometimes in Europe and even in the United States, you have these groups come up and they have a specific message. They say, we don't want the Jews in our country.
我们可以在近代史里面看到，比如说1930到40年间啊，这个德国纳粹党他们就是很明白的表示他们是反犹太的。即使是现代好最近期啊，你也可以在美国看到一些反犹太的言论，他们基本上都是在标榜说他们不喜欢犹太人，要赶犹太人出去。
I think it was at the beginning of this year sometime, there was another battle between the Palestinians and between the Jewish people in Israel.
即使是在今年初啊，也有这个巴勒斯坦人跟犹太人之间的这个冲突。
And this happens pretty much every year. There's a time in the Palestinians that maybe they gathered up enough rockets, enough missiles.And they launch them at Israel, and then Israel attacks back.
而这些事情是经常在发生的，就是巴勒斯坦人哈对着这个犹太人哈放这个射他们的这些火箭哈，射一些就是轰炸以色列，这些一直在发生。然后之后呢，那个以色列就会反击啊，所以在这巴勒斯坦人跟以色列人间就一直是有这些武力的冲突。
When the Palestinians, they release rockets, and the technology is not advanced at all. You know, they just try to make very crude, very basic kinds of missiles. And so they just fire them into Israel, which is right next door. And usually, you know, they're just killing. It could be school children, it could be old people. They don't have any specific target because their technology is very poor.
而这些巴勒斯坦人呢，就不时的呢，就放一些这些不是很高科技的哈，的低科技的这个火箭，因为他们的那个科技能量很低啊，所以这些火箭射去以色列也都只是随便乱射。然后就很可能是炸到学校，把很多学小孩子们炸死，或者可能被一些完全没有武力装备的这些平民们就这样被他们杀死。
But when Israel strikes back, and always it's the Palestinians that begin, they always begin the battle, and Israel's defending themselves. And when they strike back, they have very good technology, and they can usually see, oh, it's this person over here, the man in this house here that started this. So they send a rocket into his house, and they just destroy his house.
但是呢，每一次呢，都是巴勒斯坦人，先发起这个攻击，然后呢，以色列人呢，他们就会必须要为他们要保护他们自己，所以就要反击。但是以色列的这个科技非常的高超，所以他们就可以呢非常清楚知道是谁是明确的敌人，然后他们就会射一个火箭回去，就是直接去炸到这个肇事者。
And the Palestinians, they understand this. So often what they'll do is they'll try to launch the missiles from like a hospital or from a school. You know, they take over a school area or somewhere there's old people, and then they'll launch the rockets from there, knowing that Israel will not strike back.
You mean they will stay in a hospital with old people?
Well, that's what they do. Like they go to maybe there's a hospital, and so they launch the rockets from the rooftop of the hospital or from a school ground or something like that for the Palestinians, because they think, well, if we do it from here, then Israel cannot attack us back because they have a rule not to use missiles in a civilian area.
而这些巴勒斯坦人呢，又非常的聪明奸诈哈，所以他们知道以色列回击呢都会尽量的是直接要打到这个肇事者，所以他们常常这些肇事者呢就到那个学校或者是医院里面，好，就是他们巴勒斯坦人的医院或学校的屋顶上去发射火箭去轰炸以色列人，因为这样子的话以色列人就不敢轰炸回来，因为这样会伤到一些无辜的孩子们或者是老年人或者是病人。
That's what terrorism is. We call it terrorism. They're trying to make people afraid to change their ways, and they don't care who they kill.
所以呢，这些巴勒斯坦人呢，他们就是一直是以这种恐怖分子、恐怖组织的态度呢，去随便的乱轰炸以色列。他们目的只是为了制造恐惧。
Whereas Israel, they know that they have to be very careful because the whole world is watching them.
而以色列呢却得要回击的非常小心谨慎，因为他们知道全世界都在看着他们。
But it seems every time that Israel attacks back against Palestine, even though they're just defending themselves, there's many, many groups around the world, and they get up and they protest, and they say, Israel is really unfair, and we need to protect Palestine, we need to support Palestine.
这个世界呢对以色列是非常不公平的，因为每次呢当以色列回击巴勒斯坦人的时候，全世界的人就会站出来要来保护巴勒斯坦人，说巴勒斯坦人是很可怜的。
And especially the Muslims, because you know the Palestinians are Muslims as well, so they have Muslims all around the world, and they will be saying that the Jewish people are very evil and we need to support Palestine.
因为这些巴勒斯坦人都大部分是穆斯林哦，所以他们全世界的穆斯林就很多都会站出来保护，要为这个巴勒斯坦人伸张他们的正义，然后都说这个以色列人是非常的邪恶的。
Yeah, but the colonel, my pastor, was always teaching you do not want to get involved in being against the Jews. You know, we should always support the Jews. We should always pray for them. Pray for the peace of Israel.
听的。牧师呢就教导说，我们一定要为以色列人祈祷，我们一定不能够反犹太人哈，我们一定要为以色列这边的和平而祈祷。
Yeah, I'll just give you the verse here. So this is a specific promise from God. Genesis chapter 12, and the verse is verse 3. And God is talking to Abraham.
我们来看一下这个创世纪十二章三节啊，就是在这里呢有教导我们这个神是如何告诉亚伯拉罕的。
And God says to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you. And when he says you to Abraham, it means you and your children, of course.
这边说呢，我会祝福你啊，我会祝福你跟你的孩子们。
Okay, and then he says, and I will curse those who curse you, which means, you know, anybody who attacks you or attacks your children or grandchildren, who attacks the Jewish people, then I will curse them.
所以这个经句中重点是说，我祝福你的，我必赐福他们，而诅咒你的，我也必诅咒他们。
So when we pray for the people of Israel, or pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we're blessing the Jews, and then God will bless us just because of this.
所以呢，当我们祝福以色列，祝福耶路撒冷，我们就会得到神的祝福。
But anybody that is out to attack the Israelis, which includes supporting Palestine or supporting anybody that goes against the Jews, then you're involved in this anti-Semitic thinking.
所以呢，任何人是去支持巴勒斯坦，而且是去支持一个反犹太的这种概念的话呢，你基本上你就是进入了这个反犹太的一个团队，那就会受到诅咒。
Yeah, and that includes the United Nations, because the United Nations are often very supportive about Palestine, and they're always one of the first people to condemn Israel when they try to defend themselves against the Palestinians.
而在这个所谓反犹太集团里面很重要的一个单位就是联合国，因为联合国这些年来他们一直都是对于以色列他们在自我保护的过程中啊，这个联合国都一直站在反以色列的角度去在保护这个巴勒斯坦人。
Okay, but we shouldn't be surprised by that because we know that the United Nations is a satanic organization.
而我们一点都不必觉得惊讶，因为联合国成立的这个整个概念呢，其实是倾向于撒旦他所想要达成的一个状态。
Yeah, the United Nations is just one more organization of many organizations in the world which are against God or against Christianity, against Jesus Christ, and supporting the satanic strategy.
而这个联合国的这个状态呢，它其实就跟很多个这个世界上面的组织哈一样，他们都是为了这个反基督教信仰，然后反犹太，同时呢是要去达成撒旦的策略。
Now they don't come out and directly say that, you know, we hate God or we're against Christians. They couldn't do that.
他们当然不会明白的说他是这个反神、反上帝，然后是反这个基督教思想的，他们绝对不会明白的说。
Yeah, but what they will promote is that, you know, everyone from every religion is equal, and we need to respect all religions.
但是他们的说法就是所有的信仰都是平等的。
And then they might say to the European countries, for example, they say, look at all these poor refugees coming from Syria or coming from Afghanistan and Pakistan. You have to let these people in, otherwise it's not fair.
就是但是呢他们也会这个来自阿富汗啊等等这些地方的这些难民一直在要求欧洲国家要接受他们。
And the United Nations provides a lot of money for people to immigrate to Western nations, from the Muslim nations to the West, and that helps to destroy Christianity.
而这些大批大批的难民呢，都被这个联合国资助，让他们进入西方的国家，并且呢，这些难民都是带着伊斯兰的这个回教的这种身份，回教徒的身份，到了西方，他们就一直不断的在毁灭基督教的这些信仰。
Yeah, and we never heard the United Nations stand up and say, if you want to go to heaven, you have to believe in Jesus Christ.
我们当然没有听过联合国会说，你要去天堂必须是要相信神。
And we never heard them say, we need to support Israel against the enemies.
我们也没听过联合国说，我们要支持以色列来对抗他的敌人。
Okay. But anyway, so what we need to do is continue the study about how God's promise to Abraham is an eternal covenant. It's an eternal promise, but it includes, remember we have those three categories that God has given to Abraham.
而我们要记得呢，就是神给了亚伯拉罕的应许啊，这那三件事情。
We have the land covenant, so he's promised a huge piece of land.
第一个神的应许就是土地。
And then he's given a promise regarding his people, how his people will be in the line of the Savior, and they're going to be the people that bring truth to the world as well.
第二个呢是他的应许是人民，就是从亚伯拉罕的子嗣呢，会得到神的保护，同时呢，他们也会能将福音传给世人。
Through the Jewish people, we have the Old Testament, which talks about the coming of Jesus Christ.
而且呢，这个人民的后嗣中呢，会有救世主耶稣基督的诞生。
Okay, and through this, we have the eternal promises given to Abraham.That Abraham would have, his people would be in the eternal race of people.
而第三个应许呢，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙呢，将是能够得到永生的子民。
Okay, so just to quickly review, remember we talked about the land covenant, how God is going to give this huge piece of land to Abraham when Jesus Christ returns.
同样呢，回到这个神应许的土地哈，就是当耶稣基督再回来的时候呢，将会有一大片的土地会给亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Yeah, and again, this is why Satan wants to destroy the Jews, because if Satan can destroy the Jews before Jesus Christ comes back, then God breaks his promises to the Jewish people.
而这也是为什么这个撒旦要这么样的残害犹太人，因为当耶稣基督回到这个世界上的时候呢，这个将会有大片的土地要给的这些个犹太人呢，他们就是得是，如果撒旦能够将犹太人都杀死的话，这个应许就没有办法实现，那就代表神是不信实的。
Now we also see that God has promised to Abraham.Part of the land deal, we're going to have this huge city, which I say it's a city, but remember, here's the picture here, something like this. This is what's given in Genesis chapter 21. Yeah. So this is just one impression of this big, the new city of Jerusalem, which has been promised to, to Abraham. Abraham gets the land, and then of course, for all of us, we can actually appreciate this new city of Jerusalem.
这张图大家看到这张图呢，就是神应许的这个新耶路撒冷，当耶稣基督再回来的时候，新耶路撒冷所会这个城市所会占有的大块的土地，也就是神应许给亚伯拉罕子孙的土地。
Yeah, so we have these two Jerusalems. Remember, you have the main Jerusalem, which is going to be on the ground. That's the city of Jerusalem where the modern, where current Jerusalem isAnd then you have the floating satellite city in the sky.
我们要记得就是耶路撒冷会有两个，一个是旧耶路撒冷，就是现在在这个以色列它的首都这个旧耶路撒冷城。那新耶路撒冷呢，就是在非常非常大的一个城，是在这个天，等于是在天际间的一个耶路撒冷城。
We do have the size of it, the dimensions, and when you see the picture, that's about the size it's going to be.
我们却知道呢，在启示录21章有把这个新耶路撒冷城它的尺度有写出来，那就是差不多现在你在看到的这个图。
Yeah, and we're going to have a part in this as well. So we're going to be there.
好，而我们所有的基督徒呢，都将会在这一块地上有自己的一个位置，自己的一份。
Yeah, now somewhere in all of this, there's going to be a place that's called the Paradise Club or the Garden of Paradise. It's going to be like a special club.
而且呢，那个地方将会有一个特别的俱乐部，就是称作天堂俱乐部。
And this is going to be a special place which is set aside for the great believers.
而这个天堂俱乐部呢，就是会提供给那些伟大的信徒们。
And it's like you need to have membership. So if you're somebody like Abraham, you know, Abraham believed the word of God and he became a great believer. And you're going to have all these great believers there. And they're going to have special membership to this paradise club.
而这个天堂俱乐部呢，不是每个人都可以进去的哦，是真正的伟大的信徒才会成为会员可以进去。
And he's told us this to encourage us. If we have faith,And we can have faith like Abraham or David or these great believers, then one day we will get to eat at the Paradise Club. I think it's called like the Tree of Paradise Club.
就是如果我们成为很好的信徒的话，我们将来可以在这个天堂俱乐部的树上吃果子。
Yeah, it's quite possible that this club is somewhere inside this New Jerusalem. There's a huge, maybe a sort of a section devoted to this.Special club where only the great believers can go.
所以我们可以想象哈，这个天堂俱乐部应该是在这个新耶路撒冷里面有一个很大的一块地方啊，是专门提供给这些伟大的信徒们的。
Anyway, okay, so I think that's enough for today. You said you want to stop a bit earlier. This is probably an okay time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
好，我们今天的课程就先讲到这里。
Next time we definitely will start to talk about Moses and the people. We need to move on from Abraham. We'll go down to the promises that God has given through Abraham to the Jewish people at the time of Moses.
好，我们接下来下一次的课，就星期二的课呢，应该就要讲到接下来摩西，就是在这个给亚伯拉罕的应许如何传承到摩西身上。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
那我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message that you've given to us today.
感谢天父今天给我们所有的讯息。
We pray that as we learn these things, our faith is going to get stronger and stronger so that we can be more obedient to you.
因着我们的学习，我们会对神的信心越来越强大，而我们能够更顺服。
And that we can have the right attitude towards you in order that you can bless us even more and more.
而且呢，我们可以有更正确的态度，好，来对您对我们的要求，而我们就会成为越来越成熟的基督徒。
Yeah, and through the blessings you give us, we can be a blessing to other people, and we can glorify you.
而神因此给我们更多的祝福，而我们也能够因此能够祝福更多的人，那我们就能让神更荣耀。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.